So our cover story this morning, a year from now, he hopes to be taking the oath of office as Ohio's next lieutenant governor. First District State Senator and current Senate President Rob McCauley is with us on the line this morning. And pretty exciting stuff. Great opportunity to become Vivek Ramaswamy's running mate in the upcoming gubernatorial election. What goes through your mind when you initially get the call saying that Vivek wants you to consider being his running mate?
First off, thanks for having me, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity. Moment, something we knew that was a possibility, but kind of a flashback of how we got here and having the opportunity to serve the great people of Northwest Ohio for the last decade or so, and then having it culminate in this opportunity and hopefully moving on to victory in November and having the opportunity to serve Ohioans in a different capacity. It was a great moment, and we look forward to getting to work.
How long has this been in the works? I mean, kind of take us through the kind of behind the scenes of what it is like to become the lieutenant governor nominee.
Well, it all started with getting to know Vivek on a more personal level, which I've had the opportunity to do over the last year. Mm-hmm. He's somebody who really cares about the issues, cares deeply about Ohio, and then figuring out what are the different things that are each of our strengths and some of the things that complement each other that we could bring to the table was important as well. And so really, as far as this ramping up into a possibility, probably 3 or 4 weeks or so before mm-hmm. the announcement, but I didn't find out until the day before we had the event, though, that it was official. So, a lot of it is just you got to check a lot of boxes to get to this point. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity and look forward to getting to work, like I said earlier.
You talk about the discussions on how the two of you kind of fit together. So let me ask you to dive deeper a little bit into that. For you, what resonates most about the platform that you are now joining?
Well, it touches on the issues that are most important to Ohioans right now. Affordability, of course, is one of them, where our firm belief starts at a basic premise of more money in your pockets will make things more affordable. Government has to be better at living within its means so we can keep more money in the taxpayers' pockets. Part of that is through lowering the income taxes. Part of that is through continuing to address the property tax issues that people are facing right now. And part of it is realizing that if we produce more energy, if we create more energy supply, energy costs are going to go down. Ohio is in a unique position to do that with our energy surplus as far as natural resources that we have underneath our own feet in Ohio. Education as well, another big piece of the platform that is important to make sure that we do really look at it from a Vivek is an outsider. He's a businessman, mm-hmm. Not a politician. And education in particular, there are a lot of different things that oftentimes are third rails. People don't want to touch them. I think Vivek's going to have a pretty bold education plan to try and skyrocket Ohio up in the rankings of educational achievement. Some different ideas that maybe previous governors might have been unable or unwilling to look at. And he's going to take a look at some of those things. Then finally, crime that we're seeing in some of our bigger cities in particular, but all over the state. The people who are most likely to be harmful to our communities, particularly people who are violent offenders, those are the people who deserve to be behind bars the most. They should be behind bars. They should have harsher penalties. If you talk with big city mayors, and I know even Mayor Murin is part of the Ohio Mayors Alliance, mm-hmm. and where she talks to these big city mayors, they'll tell you in their communities, even in Columbus, a city of 1.2 million people, it's approximately 200 to 400 people who are causing most of the violent offenses in a city of that size. And so we need to get more serious about putting those people behind bars where they belong.
We talk about what resonates for you with the platform, with Vivek's platform. Let's talk about the mirror image of that. What do you bring to the table in this? Where do you hope to have the most influence on policy?
This is something that Vivek and I talked an awful lot about. It's where I bring a complementary nature to the ticket. As I mentioned before, he is a businessman. He's an outsider. He's not served in the legislature, but he also acknowledges to make the type of positive, permanent, impactful change that he needs to make, he needs to get legislation through the legislature. As you know, Chris, I've spent 10 years in the legislature, actually going on my 12th year. I've been fortunate enough to lead the Ohio Senate and have seen how the inner workings of the legislature happen and how one needs to invest time and make certain decisions to get key pieces of legislation through the Ohio General Assembly. And so that will be what I bring to the table as one of the biggest strengths. And he even brought that up in the introductory event that we had, is that he expects that that's where I'll be spending an awful lot of my time, among other places.
You've seen how the sausage is made, as it were. is it at all an unusual feeling? As you mentioned, you've been through this before. You've done a number of campaigns, but in this one, you are not the one in control of the campaign. I mean, you're joining in on a platform that has been established. Obviously, you're going to have some input, but is it different, or do you anticipate being different at all, given the fact that that you're not the one that's fully in control of this machine as it rolls forward?
It is different in that respect. Obviously, you're right. When you're on the ticket as one of one, as far as a candidate is concerned, you have a little bit more latitude. But nevertheless, I think anytime you join a campaign with professional staff, in some ways you're handing over an awful lot of strategy to those people in order to make it work. But it's still one of those things that I would not have agreed to sign on or join in this effort had I not seen an awful lot of agreement with the vision and with the potential for what this campaign means for the state of Ohio. And so while you're right, I do have to take somewhat of a lieutenant role by its very nature and title, it still is something that I fully believe in and am happy to do.
Meanwhile, you are still Senate president. What what unfinished business do you have to attend to in the Senate, and how does it complicate it when you're out on a statewide campaign for the lieutenant governor's seat?
That was something that we had talked about before the call was made, so to speak. Is that it's important that I remain in the Senate presidency, and I will remain in the Senate presidency throughout the year and devote my attention to that to make sure we can get across the finish line with some important stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of those things are, we're going to continue to talk about energy in this state. We're going to continue to talk about property taxes in this state. We have a number of other things that we still have on the front burner that we'd like to get done throughout the end of the year. And I have no doubts that I'll have the attention to devote to that, and also have a great team around me with a lot of good senators who are there as well. And Senator Bill Reinecke from Tiffin, Teresa Gavarone from Bowling Green, George Lang as well make up my leadership team. So we got a good team in place, and I'm confident we won't see any drop off in the Senate.
Again, 1st District State Senator, current Senate President Rob McCauley. Earlier this month, tapped as Vivek Ramaswamy's running mate in the upcoming gubernatorial election, which we will obviously follow very closely, and I'm sure this won't be the last time we speak about it. Senator, thanks very much for taking the time this morning, and congratulations on getting the call.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.